Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are joined once again by Pastor Casey, who we've had on the show before. Pastor Casey runs Loomis UCC, but he also runs The Landing Spot, which is a support group for LGBT children, teens, and their families as well. Pastor Casey, welcome back.
Thank you, Gavin. It's good to be with you.
So tomorrow night at 6 p.m., you're going to be hosting an event called A Light Shines in the Darkness. And tell everybody what this event is.
Sure. So this is Good Friday in our tradition. And the reality is that in the last year, we've seen a lot of persecution amongst queer youth and queer people in Placer County. And so we're calling the community together to speak to resilience, to kindness, to hope. And so we have the Gay Men's Chorus coming out to sing. And we're going to have an opportunity to just be together, to light rainbow candles, and to remind the community that we are still here and that there is good still in the world. You know, we, Placer County, we were pretty brutally attacked last year, and it's been a full year now, and I'm just wanting to bring the community together to remind us that we are stronger together. There is good happening here. We have camp coming up. We have opportunities for youth to join us. 6 days, which is the largest camp we've done, thanks to the Wake Up Call, honestly. We had such a great support last year, right? And so we're just here to remind the community of our gratitude for you, Gavin and Katie and Kevin. We're grateful for you guys. And we want to let you know that we're still standing, and we want to welcome you to be a light in the darkness with us.
So if you forgot, we stepped up and we helped you, we being the Wake Up Call, stepped up and helped the Landing Spot raise money for these camps and well, for all the things that you guys do for LGBT youth. And we did it after certain churches and certain business individuals in Placer County, specifically Rockland and Roseville, shut down your major fundraising event because
That's right.
of They're terrified of drag. And we actually ended up helping you raise way more than you were expecting, correct?
That's right. $35,000 is what we raised.
That's crazy. I still can't believe that. And you're right. It has been a rough year because those churches and those individuals saw that success, and it almost seemed like it just entrenched them more in their bigotry and trying to stop things. And I just want to quickly talk about this for a second, that sadly, since we had you on, you personally have had a real rough year. You were the subject of a very misleading and frankly dangerous report that put out false narratives and fake information. And I'm glad that you survived all of that. Sadly, though, the Landing Spot took a big hit, and all the school districts in the area, they stopped working with you guys, and they did their own investigations.
Well, some of them.
Some of them. Well, we'll get to that in a second. did their own investigations into you, into the landing spot, into that report that came out. They all found what?
Yeah, they exonerated us completely.
Completely.
And in fact, what was really beautiful is both of those sort of ended with, and we see more clearly than ever why the landing spot is needed in this area. For so many of our young people who are bullied every day when they go to school, we had so many attempts at suicide last year in 2023 because of what was happening in the community.
Of course.
And so my...
When leaders use hateful language, it makes everybody else feel like they can also use. Look what happened in Oklahoma is sickening.
Yeah.
And it shows what bigoted leaders are capable of doing.
That's right. And so for me, this is about bringing the community together to help our young people understand what resilience looks like. And to say, you know, regardless of any hate that has been thrown our way, we will not shy away from protecting the most vulnerable among us.
Right. Well, thank God we have you. And a light shines in the darkness. It's going to be a beautiful event, and it's going to be tomorrow night, March 29th at 6 p.m. again at Loomis UCC. And if somebody wants to get in touch with the landing spot, how can they do that?
They can go to our new website, thelandingspot.org. We have our own 501c3, thanks in part to you, Gavin, and the team. And so we are out from under the church. The church has nothing really to do with other than supporting
it's
us.
A full
right?
nonprofit.
Yeah,
now.
We are our own nonprofit. There is a board of directors that I really kind of don't even sit on. I just volunteer my time now.
That's great.
It's amazing. And quite frankly, that they can go there and they can get all the information, and we're grateful.
TheLandingSpot.org. Check it out today. Pastor Casey, thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.